بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Since the objective of this book Shauq-e Watan was to recreate within our hearts the desire to pass away, the desire to meet Allah, the desire to witness and experience the great bounties and favors that Allah has prepared for His believing servants in their graves. So hereafter the author has brought some ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and incidents of our pious predecessors, which will teach us of such actions which man can carry out while living in this world, such actions which will ensure that we will acquire great bounties and favors of Allah when we enter into our grave. For protection against any questioning in the grave, the greatest action is of jihad, fighting in the path of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man laqiya al-aduwa fasabara hatta yuqtala aw yughlab, lam yuftan fi qabrihi." That person who confronts the enemy and he patiently and perseverantly fights against them until he is killed or he is defeated, he will not be questioned in his grave. Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man rabata fi sabilillah aminahu Allah min fitnatil qabr." That man who stands guard at the Muslims' borders, protecting them from a sudden attack which will come from the enemies, such a person Allah will protect from the questioning in the grave. These two actions of jihad and ribat are actions of fighting for the cause of Allah, to establish Allah's deen, to establish Allah's commands, to protect the Muslims from any sudden attacks. These actions ensure that a person will not be questioned in his grave. To save ourselves from the punishment in the grave, a very simple action which we have been taught, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, "Man qara'a tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk kulla laylatin mana'ahu Allahu biha min azabil qabr wa kunna fi ahdi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nusammiha al-mani'ah." Whichever person recites Surah Tabaraka Alladhi Biyadihi Al-Mulk every night, through the blessings of this surah, Allah will save him from punishment in the grave. And then he says, in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we used to refer to this surah as Al-Mani'ah, the surah that protects a person and defends a person from punishment. An interesting incident is mentioned of a certain sahabi, companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, a certain sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat on a grave, and he did not know that it is a grave. It was the grave of a believer, and there was no sign to show that there is a grave in this place. While sitting there, he heard the recitation of Surah Mulk, Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. He heard somebody reciting it from the beginning till the ending. He looked around and he could see no one. He heard the voice coming from under him. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he informed him of this amazing spectacle which he had seen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commented, "Hiya al-mani'ah wa hiya al-munjiyah tunjihi min azab al-qabr." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "This surah defends a person and it saves a person from the punishment in the grave." Imam Ahmad rahimahullah has quoted in Kitab al-Zuhd, "Awha Allahu ta'ala ila Musa alayhi salam, ta'allam al-khayra wa 'allimhu an-nas, fa inni munawwirun li mu'allim al-'ilmi wa muta'allimihi quburahum hatta la yastawhishu bi makanihim." Allah sent revelation to Musa alayhi salam, "Learn the knowledge of deen and teach it to the people. I will brighten the graves of every person who teaches knowledge and who learns knowledge. Every teacher and student of knowledge, I will brighten their graves so that they do not become lonely in the place where they are. They do not become lonely in their graves." For this reason, every mu'min should take it as his duty and responsibility to learn the knowledge of deen and to propagate it, pass it on and teach it to others. May Allah bless us all with tawfiq.